The UW-Madison consistently draws the most charitable contributions. Donors gave $311 million in 2010, but that's down $30 million from 2009 and roughly half of what was raised in 2005. Mike Knetter, president of the UW Foundation, expects giving to improve with the economy and says they'll keep flexible as donors work to make ends meet.
One thing that this recent economic downturn underscored for people was a sense that there is a little more risk and uncertainty out there in the world than maybe people imagine. But we're with our donors for a lifetime. We're very patient when they go through difficult periods, as we know will happen.
Knetter says in 2007, the UW Foundation wrapped up a capital campaign, which scored nearly $2 billion. Giving often drops after such a milestone. Rolf Wagenke is president of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities. He expects donations to come through again, adding the greatest need for private colleges is financial aid.
When this fall's class returned, they've had more need than when they left last May. Their financial situation is probably part of the jobless recovery that we're having. That left my members scrambling to raise more money to provide more financial aid.
Some private colleges are seeing a rebound. One of the state's top private colleges for contributions, Marquette University, reported $60 million in donations this past year. That's up from $38 million in 2009. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.